We're going to go drive up to where Deadwood's First Cemetery was located. We'll take a look at that, and I can explain where the remains were found and kind of take a look at that.
So, sounds good. So, let's go.
The remains that city archivist Mike Runge is referring to were found below a retaining wall behind a residential home 2 years ago at the site of Deadwood's First Cemetery. It's located just down the hill from Mount Moriah Cemetery.
This is the location of the 2012 burial. See, originally the retaining wall was much closer to the house and was actually listing up against the house. It was about ready to topple over. So construction workers came in and rebuilt the wall. They actually moved it back a little ways, but in the process of doing that, there was a crab apple tree in close proximity, if not almost on top of where this individual would have been buried.
This wasn't the first time remains had been found in Deadwood during construction on or repairs to a home. Several different burials were discovered in the 1940s, as well as one in the 1950s and another in 2006. As a result, the state archaeologist was on hand to ensure that the remains were excavated in a proper fashion when they were discovered in 2012. Once that was done, the remains were sent to forensic anthropologist Diane France, director of the Human Identification Laboratory in Fort Collins, Colorado.
I thought that based on the morphology or the shape and size and so on of the remains, that it was consistent with a male of European ancestry or Caucasian. I think that the age of death is late teens to early 20s, and I think that he stood between about 5'5 and 5'11 inches tall.
Beyond that, says France, there's little more that she can offer.
A lot of what I do isn't really consistent with what you see on CSI or Bones, some programs like that, where they have a lot of literary license and they can just kind of take a little bit of evidence and run with it.
Instead, Diane France has to state just the facts. Those facts include no evidence of a cause of death, such as a bullet wound or bone fracture. Because of this, says France, investigators may never know how the young man died. On the positive side, substantial dental work performed on the individual, unusual for the time, may assist in identifying him, his ancestry, and where he came from. And a mold of the skull has been sent to a forensic artist in Texas in an attempt to reveal what the man's face may have looked like. Mike Runge adds that written records of those buried at the town's first cemetery may also shed light on who this person was and how he ended up 6 feet under in Deadwood, South Dakota. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm James Cairns.